Hey there, superstar. In this video, I'm actually going to be sharing with you a meditation that I use at my retreats to help my attendees and participants tap into their future selves. So I'm sharing this video with you, assuming that you're gonna be running your own retreats, your own seminars, and you might have occasion to wanna help your clients slow down, check in, and tap into their vision, their desires, what they want, so that they can start to create. So this is a great meditation to do during a retreat, during a vision board party, or something like that, to help people connect. Now, I didn't actually completely make up this meditation by myself. Initially, I was given this meditation by my mentor, Jake Merriman, who I don't know where he got it originally, but I changed his from a hot air balloon into a magic carpet ride. So I hope you enjoy it, and thank you, Jake, for being the inspiration. And then finally, if you are running a retreat, I like to use this exercise usually on the second out of 3 days, and I like to use it in order to set up some sort of visioning process, and or when I offer my invitation for people to join my 1 year program, I use this as a way to kind of set that up so that they can start to think 1 year ahead about what they want. All right, let's go. So now before we get started with this meditation, I think it'd be a good idea for you to go ahead and get a piece of paper and have a pen handy nearby, because the moment you're done with it, you're gonna wanna write down everything you remember, and you don't wanna get distracted trying to find paper or a pen. All right, so we're gonna start by you sitting up straight. Sit with your feet on the floor and your hands palm up on your lap. Get comfortable and just relax. Just luxuriate in having the opportunity to fully relax right now. Close your eyes, take a deep breath, and picture yourself sitting on a peaceful, relaxing beach. It's a beautiful day. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. With your eyes closed, imagining yourself on this beach. Just imagine seeing in front of you this beautiful blue ocean and the waves dancing and crashing on the shore. Just imagine that you can see the sun kissing the ocean with its rays, and the rays of sunlight are sparkling and dancing on the water. I'm going to say that again. And the rays are sparkling and dancing on the water. You can also hear the sound of the ocean waves crashing on the shore. Go ahead and keep breathing deeply and feel the rhythm of those waves crashing. And hear also the sound of the breeze rustling through the palm trees behind you. You can see the ocean, you can hear the sound of the waves and the breeze, and now you can also feel the sea breeze tickling your skin and feel the warmth of the sun on your body. Keep breathing in deeply and imagine that you can also smell that sweet, salty ocean smell. Breathe it in deeply, fill your lungs with the warm ocean air. You may even imagine wiggling your toes in the warm sand as you look out and take in the vastness of the ocean, which seems to go on forever and ever. You are by yourself on this beach and feel a warm glow of anticipation. Just breathe in and see if you can tap into the feeling of something wonderful about to happen. You're feeling so relaxed, so peaceful, so connected, so at ease. Take a couple of nice, deep, relaxing breaths and relax even more. Do a quick scan of your body. Just notice if there's any tension in your neck or your shoulders. Choose to let it go. Relax and breathe. And as you stare off into the distance over the ocean, you see an object floating in the sky. This object is far away and it's getting closer and closer. It's floating in the sky towards you. And as it comes closer, you recognize that this object is a large carpet, a magic carpet, floating and undulating through the sky. Keep breathing and notice this lovely and inviting, beautiful magic carpet floating through the sky, coming closer and closer to you. And as it gets closer, you can start to make out the details. It's beautiful. It's exquisitely made with gorgeous bright colors, teals and reds and purples and golds woven together to this magic carpet that's floating down, down, down towards you, and it lands right in front of you, right in front of you. It lands right in front of you. And the magic carpet, without saying a word, invites you on a journey. And so you go ahead and decide to go on this journey, and you step onto the magic carpet and sit down, knowing that you have a very important journey to go on and that you will be totally safe. Take a deep breath and relax as the magic carpet floats up softly, hovering gently, ready to go, waiting for you to say, "Let's go." So you nod yes in assent, you are ready. And you and the magic carpet float up and gently start moving up, up, up and forward into the sky, across the water. You are floating over the water you float, over the water. Keep breathing. And as you float along, you realize that you are not just floating through space, you are also floating through time. You are floating through time forward. And as you go on this journey, just allow your mind to quiet and observe what you see and receive. You are floating 1 month into the future. Now you are floating 2 months into the future. 3 months fly by into the future. 4, 5, 6 months into the future. 7, 8, 9, 10 months into the future. 11 months into the future. Now you are 1 year in the future. And as you approach this year mark, your magic carpet begins to slow down as you enter a special time and place, 1 year from now, where your future self is. And the magic carpet floats down, down, down to the ground as you arrive at your destination. It is now 1 year into the future, and the magic carpet has brought you to a location where you will meet your future self. Take a deep breath, look around, and notice where you are. This is your space. This is your place. Perhaps it is your home. Perhaps it is an office. Perhaps it is somewhere completely different altogether. Where are you 1 year in the future? Take it all in, look around, and notice the details. And notice not only what you see, but also what you feel. Take a deep breath. And now, before you have even a chance to enter this space, your future self has come out to greet you. You see yourself 1 year in the future. Look into their eyes. These are your eyes. Notice their smile. This is your smile. What do you see? Notice. What is your future self wearing? How do they look? How do they feel? And if you haven't already, go ahead and give your future self a big hug. Hello. Now, your future self is very excited to see you. They knew that you would be coming to visit, and they have been waiting for this moment. Your future self is ready for you and takes you to a place where you can sit down and have a chat. So you sit down somewhere comfortable with your future self, and your future self says, "Go ahead and ask me what you've been dying to ask me." So what do you want to know from your future self? What do you want to know that your future self already knows? Go ahead and ask your burning question, and I will be silent for a little while you listen to the response. So now that your future self has been able to answer your question, they tell you that they want to show you around. Your future self takes you over to a wall, a very special wall that is full of pictures from the past year. So you look at this wall and notice, what pictures do you see on the wall? Take some time to really drink in these pictures, and I'll lead you through a few things to look for as you observe. Notice who is in these pictures. Who have you been working with? Who have you been playing with? Notice where you've been. Have you been traveling? Have you been with family at home? Where are you spending your time? Notice, what is the energy in the pictures? How do they feel? How do you look? What activities are you doing? What accomplishments have you achieved? What fears have you conquered? Just look at all these pictures for clues about what you have spent your whole last year doing. And now we are going to go to one more place with your future self. Your future self is going to show you a spot where they like to get work done. And so your future self brings you over to a working spot and shows you something on the computer. It's a very special page on the computer with a document that shows you something important about your career or your business over the last year. Perhaps it's your revenues, perhaps it's your income, perhaps it's the number of clients you've worked with. Just notice what is on this page on the computer and go ahead and ask your future self a question about how you did it, and listen to the response. And now your future self has answered this important question and lets you know that they have one thing that is very important to share with you. They have written it down. It is so important that they've written it down on a piece of paper, and they press it into your hand. And you hold the note that's in your hand and put it in your pocket for later. And now you are ready to go. Your future self takes you back out to the magic carpet, and you thank your future self for sharing their wisdom with you. Magic carpet is waiting patiently for you to say goodbye. And so you say your goodbyes to your future self, and you hug your future self, and your future self says, "Remember, remember, remember." What do they remind you about? And now you're ready to go. You get back on the magic carpet, and you wave goodbye as the magic carpet floats up gently into the sky, safely and gently up, up into the sky. And you are now waving goodbye as you float back, back, back in time. 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months over the water. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 months back, back towards the place and the time that you started, arriving back to the beach, and your magic carpet gently lays itself back down onto the ground where you were, and you hop off the magic carpet, sit back down, staring back out at the ocean, connecting with your highest self, your truest self, your most expanded self, and you ask yourself, what is the one thing that you must integrate into your life moving forward? What is the one thing that you must integrate into your life moving forward? And now that you are back, the place and time you started, you can feel free to open your eyes, grab a piece of paper, and write down everything you remember from this meditation. Write down where you went to meet your future self. Write down what you were wearing as the future self, how you looked, how you felt. What was the question that you asked? What was the answer that they gave? What did you see on the wall of pictures? What was on the computer screen that your future self showed you? What was the one thing that was on the post-it, the note that they put into your hand and sent you away with? What did they remind you about at the end before you left? And what is the one thing that you must integrate into your life going forward? If you found this meditation helpful and you want to create your own meditations for your own retreats and groups, or you want to attend one of mine, you can check out my work and work with me directly at superstaractivator.com/go. I look forward to meeting you.